From resumes to voice generations.
Hey, what's up? Feel free to ask me about anything that's on your mind. I'm ready to go.
Hey there. I've got a really great feeling about us teaming up. How can I jump in and help?
Hello. It's lovely to meet you. If there's anything you need, please don't hesitate to let me know. How's your day?
Hi there. Nice to meet you.
AI has begun to shape, and in some cases, steal reality. 21-year-old Amy Perels fears that AI will replace many behind-the-scenes roles that once offered a foot in the door.
I think AI can't really replace you in the person interactions, but I do think that it definitely can take background jobs. We've got people in the office dealing with clients and their families. You know, right now I know they've got a lot of people doing that, and I could just see AI taking over a lot of jobs.
Baby boomer Deborah Bajale has witnessed the shift firsthand. She began her career in an entry-level role, but says AI is now taking over entry-level work, reshaping the job market entirely.
When I first started, most of my day was spent manually filing everything by hand. Over the years, computers took over that part entirely. I imagine no one in an office has touched a paper ledger in years. The whole entry-level landscape looks completely different now.
Not all younger workers see AI as purely negative. As financial analyst Samuel Finez values AI for making tasks quicker and more efficient. However, he admits that the entry-level bar has risen so high it may be out of reach for many graduates.
It's definitely made my day-to-day more efficient. I can analyse results faster and focused on the client side of things, but it has also skipped over the learning by doing part, and the pressure is definitely higher. It's efficient, but it's also removed a whole learning step for new hires, especially for entry-level applicants. It used to be you'd hire a grad to crunch numbers and build spreadsheets. Now AI can do that overnight. If you don't already have specialized skills, it's a much tougher market to break into.
Workplaces obviously want to reduce costs and reduce staff, but there's just some, you need that one-to-one person interaction.
You can't out-compete something that works 24/7 without a salary.
If AI keeps replacing entry-level roles, they might be expected to walk into mid-level jobs without ever having been trained.
Property expert David Bajale says AI boosts his productivity, freeing up time for more work. He understands Gen Z's concerns, but urges them to use AI to their advantage, learning from it rather than fearing it.
It's creating different jobs. Like any new thing, jobs may be lost as a result of the technology becoming available. If you don't adapt to new technology, you get left behind. But I think young people really need to accept it, think about opportunities that will become available, or even create opportunities that aren't yet available through using that technology. Because there's so many things yet that haven't been discovered. Using that technology, you'll have all the jobs you want.
Former primary school principal and now tech director, Glenn Hankinson believes the responsibility lies with educators to teach younger generations both the benefits of AI and the risks of over-reliance.
Like all technology, it'll be a threat to those that do it poorly or don't embrace it. It'll be an advantage to those who do it well and embrace it. The workforce is embracing it, whether we like it or not. Educators, their core responsibility, regardless of technology, is to prepare kids for the workforce and life to a degree. Part of what we're going to have to do in schools is going to have to be teach to be critical thinkers of AI.
Artificial intelligence continues to spark debate across generations, as it obviously has become a tool of progress for some and a source of concern for others.
I'll always be here if you need me.